We are in the Sivo Shalom on Parshat Truma, an unexpected Siyata Dishmaya gathering. I didn't think we were going to be learning today. Baruch Hashem, day four recovering from Corona, finally got it. And Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu organized things unbeknownst to me that we're all going to get to learn together. So let's see what we can do. We're on the first piece in Parshat Truma on page Kuf Pei Tet, Vasuli Mikdash V'Shachanti Petzolcham. We're moving into such special parshiot. We're moving into the end of Sefer Shmot. And the end of Sefer Shmot is often overlooked, is often, honestly, we look for anything but. The concept of the Mishkan, for many of us, often does not excite us, does not interest us. Many of us think of Sefer Shmot, we think of, you know, the Aseret HaMakot, the Ten Plagues, we think of the Exodus, we think of Kriyas Yamsuf, we think of Matan Torah. There's so many exciting and explosive things happening in the context of Sefer Shmot that it really, really excites us. And then we get to the end, and it's like, oh yeah, I forgot, there's that Mishkan thing at the end. And the way, you know, if those, especially those who are in Seder Vav, if we ever have any sort of consistency again, we'll eventually get to the Mishkan. And the really amazing way in which the Mishkan wraps up Sefer Shmot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who organizes all of these things. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu organized Sefer Shmot and everything. Again, we'll talk about it on the other WhatsApp chat. We're going to talk about it. In Seder Vav, we're going to talk about it. That it must be so that if we have these three parts, that Kriyas Yam Suf leads us to Matan Torah, that you know, Yitzis Mitzrayim leads us to Matan Torah, and Matan Torah leads us to the Mishkan. It's the ultimate goal. I mean, Yitzis Mitzrayim wasn't just meant to get us to Matan Torah, meant to get us to the Mishkan, and the Mishkan is the apex. The Mishkan is the goal of everything that we're trying to accomplish as a Jewish people in this book of Shmot, which is the birth and the destiny of the Jewish people. And there's so much going on, so many deep, deep, beautiful secrets in the Mishkan. Something which I know I point out every year, and I still highly recommend, especially, you know, I've been out for the last week, and so I've been part of the problem. I think you all are on Zoom in some way, shape, or form. I don't know. I don't know if you have classes or you don't have classes. I don't know what's going on with you. I don't know. Those of you who are listening probably have as much time also. But I highly recommend if you have the Hebrew skills for it, or you have a chavrusa, or you have somebody you can learn with. I say this every year. Open up the Malbim, especially this year. This year we have way more time in the Mishkan Parshiot since we have two Adars. We have, Truman Tetzave and Vayakom Bekurei, I assume, are there's not going to be double parshas because we have two others. So we have 5 weeks to really sit in the Mishkan Parshiot. Open up in the Malbim, his introduction to Parsha Truma, where he talks about the deep secrets based on Kabbalah of what's going on with the Mishkan, a little bit just to even scratch the surface of it. He gets into it, the parallels between the universe, the human body, and the Mishkan, and how we're living embodiments of the Mishkan, and the Mishkan is built in our image, we're built in the Mishkan, in the image of the Mishkan. And what that entails and the significance of it. And in his Perush there, he goes on to explain how every single part of the human body correlates to a different part of the Mishkan. It's an incredible thing to realize that we're really entering into incredibly deep chambers. We'll get to the Nesivot Shalom in a second. But just again, to introduce and understand what we're walking into in these 5 weeks, these parshas of the Mishkan. The idea, I mean, it parallels every single part of the human body is in the Mishkan, and that when we have these parts of Torah that seem disconnected from our modern day life, and we have these parts of the Torah that seem on the surface irrelevant to us, they always have the deepest secrets buried within them and the deepest layers of Avodas Hashem. But one has to uncover them. Again, these are parshas. We daven for double parshas. Truma Tzava, Kitisa, Vayakol Bekurei. 3 weeks done. Let's get out of here. And the answer is no. Baruch Hashem, this year 5 weeks. 5 weeks to get into the Mishkan, 5 weeks to get into the avoda of the Mishkan, the avoda that it brings out, the essence of myself that it brings out, what it means to get into my Azara, what it means to get into my Kodesh, what it means to get into my internal Kodesh HaKadoshim, what it means to be a living Mishkan, Basuli Mikdash V'Shachanti Pitocham, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shochem B'Chol Achad B'Echad, that every single one of us is a Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives inside of each and every one of us. These are the parshas to understand what it means to get in touch with my internal Mishkan, my internal Kedusha, what it means to build a makom of Shechina inside of the world and inside of myself. What does it mean that I'm required to create for myself? To make myself into a reality for God to come and rest, Shochein, His Shechina, to rest within me. How do I do that? That's hidden in the measurements of this parsha. It's hidden in the Big Day Kahuna. It's hidden in Truma Tetzava Vayakol Bekurei. In there are the secrets of how to make myself a small mishkan, a small dira, a place in this world for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rest. So many deep things going on here that, again, we don't relate to the surface of the text always, that we can miss, but to realize how much is going on there. I feel like I went on for a long time. I don't know. I have no sense of anything. So hopefully that was meaningful. Let's get into the actual Nesivos Shalom. So he says here, opening up, finally starting the piece. I apologize for the introduction. He says here, Kuf Pei Tet, Vasuli Mikdash. Parshiyot HaMishkan u'mitzvat Vasuli Mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham tofeset makom miyuchad v'chilak gadol b'torah kadosha mitir mikol sha'ar mitzvot haTorah. He says here, and this is elaborating on what I said, because really I'm just elaborating on what he said, because I've been learning him for so many years. Anything I say is that's true is coming from him. Anything I say that's false is coming from me. Anything that's true is coming from him. I just am processing it from years of learning him. Parshiyot HaMishkan, these parshas of the Mishkan, and the mitzvot v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham, this mitzvah, and hear these words, internalize these words, memorize these words, feel them. V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham, to make for me a mikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and I will dwell amongst them. Tofeset makom miyuchad, it has such a unique place. The chelak gadol b'torah kadosha yoter mikol shara mitzvot haTorah, that is such a special place in the Torah, and this huge chelak of Torah beyond any of the other mitzvot. The mitzvah to make a mishkan, it's five parshas. It's five parshas of the Torah. Give me any other mitzvah that has more than one paragraph. 3 psukim, 5 psukim, 10 psukim, 15 psukim. Maybe we had in the previous parshas, we had, you know, Korban Pesach and the midst of Pesach. How long was that paragraph? Maybe 30 psukim. 5 parshas on the Mishkan. It's incredible. I mean, the Torah is screaming out to us that this is something which is incredibly important. We just don't relate to it that way because we feel distant from it. The Chamesh Parshiot Nityachdu Batorah Linana Mishkan. There are 5 parshas which are set aside in the Torah for this concept of the Mishkan. Shibiruban oseket binyan ze, that basically in all, I mean, again, there are some deviations and there are important things that we're going to talk about over the next 5 weeks. But the majority of these 5 parshas are dealing primarily with the Mishkan. Bechol pratei mitzvot vasuli mikdash, all the details of what it takes. What does it take to make for me a mikdash? What does it take to make for me a Mishkan? Vaafshar begu fei Torah vikarim gedolim sheim keharim. Hatluyim ba'asara nidrashim. And even though that so many aspects of Torah and so many ikarim that are all the atzulim b'shiara nidrashim miyoter miyatashol, we learn so many things that if there's one extra letter, if there's one extra part of a letter, we learn one extra letter in the Torah and we're going crazy. One extra letter in the Torah, we've got a whole paragraph in the Gemara about what does it mean and what do we learn from it. Meaning, simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do me a favor. Have one or two psukim that say, make for me a mishkan, and then, like so many things, give me masechet mishkan, which doesn't exist, give me masechet mishkan, and masechet mishkan will give me all the details, Torah Shebaal Peh, about how to build a mishkan. But Torah says, no, in Torah Shebechtav, I'm not giving you a pasuk. I'm giving you 5 parshas on this. To give you every single detail in Torah Shebichtav, it's incredible. The Od Yoter Shadvarim Chazru V'Nishnu Kama Pe'amim Parshal Deilu. Not only that, it not only needs to tell us once every single measurement of every single thing in the Mishkan. It goes over it multiple times. Shelachor Harezen Yerek Yoter. It seems totally extraneous. V'yesh makshim yoter, l'shema nichtava klal kol haparasha. There are those who ask an even more harsh way. Again, knowing that the answer is, it must be here. But ask even more deeply. Why are these parshas here at all? Hari mitzvah zeh nahagal oto dor amai dahava hava. This mitzvah was for that particular generation. And what was, was. Who cares about the Mishkan? V'alo, top of the next column. V'alo haTorah kedoshah nitzkit. We know the Torah is supposed to be eternal. What is doing here at all? From two sides. One is, lo aleinu, we know the Beis HaMikdash. So what relevance does it have to learn about the Beis HaMikdash? But it's not even the Beis HaMikdash. It's the Mishkan, which is some sort of prototype Beis HaMikdash, preliminary Beis HaMikdash, pre-Beis HaMikdash. But the Mishkan doesn't even survive. It goes on to become the Beis HaMikdash. Now, there's a lot of Torah, and one needs to understand the significance of the Mishkan. And the Mishkan doesn't totally go away, and there's a lot of detours behind that. But again, on a surface level, we're just asking questions now. On a surface level, if it was I'd have the question, why did the whole Beis HaMikdash here? It's not even the Beis HaMikdash, it's the Mishkan. 5 parshas and all the details of the Mishkan, which we didn't have. Everything in the Torah is supposed to be eternal. What's the eternal side here? What are we doing here? Again, top of the next column. Oran umotzim shalatzorach masa mishkan ayatzari kamosh niktav al bitzalo ve'amaleo toroach alokim bechokhma uvetfuna uvedas shemajigot agvot biyoter v'chazal amru yodea ya bitzalo tzareif al tiyot shnivram shemayim va'aretz tzarich peyor l'shema yatzarich l'chol zeh b'chdei livnot et ha-mishkan. Even more so, when we learn about the Mishkan itself, who gets to build the Mishkan? We find out Bitzalo gets to build the Mishkan. You would think, think about it for a second. Well, building the Mishkan, who do you want to build the Mishkan? You want the best architect, the most beautiful, the most glorious architect in all of Klal Yisrael. Fun fact, they were all architects. Every single person in Bnei Yisrael spent the last 200 years building pyramids in Egypt, building Pithom, building Ramses, building for the Egyptians. They all were able to build. They were all craftsmen. You know, so just have an application process. You know, you get so Moshe going to get 600,000 applications. I want to build the Mishkan. He'll pick the best one, and he'll have the person do it. But no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down and says, multiple times in the Pesukim also, it doesn't just happen once, multiple times in the Pesukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down and says, I am designating specifically and explicitly, Bitzalel. Bitzalel is going to be the one to build the Mishkan. And you know why? You know why Bitzalel has to be the one to build the Mishkan? It's from the Pesuk. The Pesuk says, Va'amaleo to ruach Elokim b'chochma b'tu of Adat. I'm going to fill him with the Spirit of God, with Chachma, Bina, and Das. And this is on a Pshat level where we see these three supernal levels of knowledge, Chachma, Bina, and Das, which become the foundation of so much Torah Tanistar and so much Kabbalah. Chochma, Bina, and Dat, or Sheitevot Chabad, that's where Chabad gets its name from, where the beautiful literature of Chabad goes into the depth of what are these different types of things, Chochma, Bina, and Das, different levels of understanding in such a godly way. So that, really? Really? To build the Mishkan? To get the guy who's best for the job? No, God has to designate Bitzalel because he has Chochma, Bina, and Dat, and that's what takes to build the Mishkan. Why? So what's all this about? What's so significant about the Mishkan? What's really going on with the Mishkan? And again, all of this on the flip side, just turn it around. On the flip side, showed us that even though we may have gone our entire lives and we've been ignoring the Mishkan and nobody taught us about the Mishkan and everybody looked for every drasha possible to give on these parshios about anything except the Mishkan, the Torah itself is emphasizing just how significant, just how important. There's clearly so much going on here. So much to unearth. And for the next 5 weeks, for a few minutes now, and for the next 5 weeks, open ourselves up to the depth of what the Mishkan has to offer. L'chaim, l'chaim. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech olam shehakol nir b'varo. Okay. Achim, next paragraph. Achim. Kiddushat HaTorah, hi bechina gavoa mi'al gavoa arin sof. Says in the Nesivos Shalom, we've been hitting this the entire time. The Kedusha of the Torah, not to this, but he's prefacing it. The Kedusha of the Torah is obviously just beyond. It's Ein Sof. It's infinite in terms of the Kedusha of the Torah. Kedita b'Zohar HaKadosha, as the Zohar says, Oraita kula steam v'galya kama d'shmaya kadisha steam v'galya begin d'oraita kula shma d'kut shabrichu. There's so many supernal, lofty, beyond things that are going on in the Torah. The Torah is all names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah is, it's just, I mean, what is the name? In a small sentence, what is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? A name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's some sort of revelation to us of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And the whole Torah, the Ramban says this, he brings it down in his introduction to Sefer Bereishit, his introduction to the Torah. He brings down, even there from the Ramban, he brings down that that the whole Torah, you could divide up the Torah, that it's just names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have a form of the Torah where it's broken up by words to tell us a story. But you could break it up a different way where the whole Torah is just names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Torah is a revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, then it's a revelation of the infinite. The whole Torah is reaching to that place of infinity and it's a revelation of the infinite. Kema'amara Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, like the Baal Shem Tov says, beautiful, beautiful drush of the Baal Shem Tov. If you walk away with nothing, or if I start to just cough or pass out, and we stop here. If you walk away with this, you walk with nothing else. This beautiful drasha of the Baal Shem Tov. What does he say? Ukamora Baal Shem Tov Akadosh. Torah Tashem Tamima. What does the Pasuk mean? What's the depth of the Pasuk? Torah Tashem Tamima. That the Torah of Hashem, what is Tamim? Tamim is a very complex word. So it could be simple, it means whole, it means somehow completely wholesome, completely untouched. There's a lot of different aspects to it, reaching all the way back to Yaakov Ish Tam, Yoshev O'alim, that Yaakov is this Tam. Yoshev O'alim, he's sitting in the base medrash. But that word Tam there, what does that mean? What is it bringing out? Yaakov, who's Bechinas Tiferet, Tiferet, which is the Bechina of Emes, the Bechina of Torah. What does it mean, Torah Tashem Tamima? So he says here so beautifully. Shlo nagaba adam meolam afilu b'teva achad min haTorah lo higia achad lahavinah v'hamiromaz ba ad tachlita. He says it doesn't matter. Thousands of years of drushes on the Torah, of learning the Torah, of studying the Torah, of emphasis of just endless study in the base medrash, of the great tzaddikim and the great talmidei chachamim and the great Hasidic masters. Everyone giving us more and more and more depths of Torah. From the depths of Chassidus to the depths of Lamdus and everything in between. He says, says the Baal Shem Tov, Torah Tashem Tamima, the Torah is still whole. We haven't even scratched the surface of Torah. In the thousands of books in the Beis Medrash, the thousands of Sfarim, we haven't even scratched the surface in a way that it's not still whole. We haven't taken anything off. We haven't even been able to take a chunk out of the Torah yet in thousands of years of studying it because it's infinite, because it's so great. And even with all the Torah that we have, we haven't even begun. That's what Torah Tashem Tamima means on a deeper level. That's what's being brought out. The whole Torah is just coming down layer after layer after layer after layer from the most supernal of realms, reaching up all the way back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad, next page, Kuf Tzadi. Ad Lemata Me'olam Asiyah, bringing it all the way down into this lowly physical world that we live in. Kol HaTorah. He remazim the olamot gavoa mi al gavoa mehem nishtal shala. The whole Torah is all hints to worlds upon worlds upon worlds reaching up to the highest levels. The Ita b'Sfarim HaKadoshim de'yeshishim revo perushim laTorah. The Sfarim HaKadoshim bring down that there are 600,000 explanations to the Torah. All of this is because the Torah is coming down in its relationship to this world, this lowly physical world that we live in. Meaning the 600,000 Perushim, that's in this world. We're not even, that's 600,000 before we've been talking about going up a level, up a level, up a level, up a level, all the way back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The 600,000 is just here. But the Torah goes higher and higher, so deep, so much going on in a way that, again, there's endless gates of Torah to explore. When we come to learn Torah, we need to understand Berosh Kol, before anything else, Omek Hamashmaut Shel Kedushat HaTorah, the depth of the Kedusha of Torah, Shilemala Mikol Musag, that it's beyond everything. The Torah is beyond anything we can understand. And we're required to understand everything we can. We have a chiyuv on us to understand everything that we can. But to both have the chutzpah to keep going, the chutzpah to keep going and wanting to go deeper and wanting to go deeper and wanting to go deeper. I've been doing Daf Yomi for a while, so I went back to Masechet Brachot. This is Masechet Brachot. But I was like, yeah, but I want to go deeper. If the whole point is to go deeper. So this is just one huge, massive sefer that's just, and there's, you can see, like, there's like 10 different tabs here for all different parts of the sefer. Different ways to get into Masechet Brachot. It explains Rashi, it explains Tosfot, it gives you Iyun Halacha, it gives you Iyun Sugyas, it gives you Chassidus, and this isn't even scratching the surface. This is just a cheat sheet for the beginnings of what the first 17 daf of the 60-something daf of Brachot have to offer. To recognize when we get into Torah, to have the chutzpah say, yeah, I'm going to go deeper. Yeah, I don't understand anything. Yeah, I'm kidding myself. But I'm going to go deeper, and I'm going to make myself a pile of sfarim. And even though I'm not going to understand, yeah, I'm going to go to the base medrash, and I'm going to work, and I'm going to try. And I want to learn Pirkei Avos, great. So I'm going to take out 16 different books, 16 different, not books, sfarim, 16 different sfarim Pirkei Avos. And I'm going to get one perush, and a perush is going to go a little deeper. Perush is going to go a little deeper. And you know what? I heard that the Maharal has a perush. And so I'm going to go and I'm going to sit down, and I want to go a little bit deeper and go with to get the Maharal. And I heard the Sfasemes al Pi Chassidus in Kabbalah has a perush. And I want to sit down with somebody who can explain it to me and learn the perush of the Sfasemes on Pirkei Avos and get into it even a little deeper than that. And to go as deep as we can, to have the chutzpah to do that, to have the depth, to have the sincerity inside to want it and to go and to fight for that. And yet at the exact same time, simultaneously, to have the humility to recognize, I can write a sefer on Pirkei Avos when I'm done, but I haven't even learned the first word of Pirkei Avos yet. Not even the first word. to have that balance at the same time, to recognize I'm always going lo alecha lachalig mor, lo alecha lachalig mor. You're never going to get to the end. But you have to keep working. Your whole life is to work to understand more and more and more. And every more that you understand, it builds you. It builds your connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It builds dveikus. It's what we're here for. But to know, have that humility at the same time, to know we're mamish, we're not even scratching the surface. Ukadita b'gemara, as the Gemara says, Shibishah shalom Moshe l'marom amru malachei asharit lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up on high, the Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chemdag nuza ata mevakesh litna lebasar v'dam. The Malachim turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe goes up to get the Torah in a few parts ago in Parsha Yitro. And the Malachim go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like, you're going to get, really? The Torah is so supernal. The Torah is an access to the Ein Sof. You're going to give it to people who are flesh and blood? You're going to give it to people with taivas? You're going to give it to people with yetzers? You're going to give it to people who are, what are you doing? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can't give it to them. It's too kadosh. It's Ein Sof. What are you doing? They were saying the Torah has no shayachut. The Torah has no connection to this lowly world that we live in. V'tshuvat Moshe Rabbeinu haita. Moshe Rabbeinu responds in the Gemara and says, Shapirusha acharon hamishchalshil b'Torah shayach l'olam asiya b'fal. That when you bring it down and bring the Torah down and down and down and down to the Torah that we have, to this amazing, beautiful, wondrous, supernal sefer that we have, this Torah kedoshah that we have, when we have this Torah, the last perush that comes down all the way at the bottom, it's for us. It's relating to us. It is earthy. It is physical. It's about mitzvot and olam hazeh. It's about overcoming your yetzer. It's shayach to this world. It's dafka for us. Yes, it's dafka for us. Okay, well, lo tirtzach v'chule. It says lo tirtzach. The Malachim is not shaykh, lo tirtzach, don't kill. But for us, with them saying, what is lo tirtzach? We have to live lo tirtzach. Umatzinu b'tchiyot Rosh Hashanah, shezeh mehanyanim haramim biyotir. Okay, let's see. There was a pause there. So what he's saying is that, again, the Malachim are like, what are you giving to them for? And the answer is, no, Dafka, Moshe says, this is for us. You get to the bottom of the Torah is about, it's talking to us. It's talking to physical beings. And again, to have that balance. It's Dafka for us in this world, but at the same time, it's reaching into the most supernal of realms. And like we see, umatzinu b'tkiyot Rosh Hashanah, like we see by the tekiyas in Rosh Hashanah, the blowing of the shofar in Rosh Hashanah, sheze me'anyanim haramim biyotir, the way that the Torah Nisar goes on and on about the tekiyas in Rosh Hashanah, the shofar, the depth of the shofar, the meaning of the shofar, the meaning of the tekiyos, what it's all about, and that plays out halacha lemaisa, to make sure that the tekiyos are done right, halacha lemaisa to make sure that the how important it is to get a good baal tokeah, and a good baal tokeah doesn't just mean that he can play the instrument well. A good baal tokeah means somebody, I'm always taken aback, and it's Be'emes. Rav Bino always used to say that's in most places, when you hire, you know, people to daven for Rosh Hashanah and to do Tkiyah Shofar Rosh Hashanah, so basically, how much do they charge? He says usually you pay by the tier, depending on how many tiers they're willing to cry for you, though, they're willing to push out of themselves, that's how much money you have to pay them. Meaning, and his point is, that's not what it's about, you're not paying for tiers. So in Leva Torah, one of the Rebbeim who's been there for a very long time, he's mamish, a tzaddik of a guy, and when he gets up there every year, he gets up there before he understands what he's doing, and he starts saying the tefillah, getting into to do tekiyat shofar, and he breaks down crying. He just breaks down crying when he's saying the tefillahs, when he's saying the words of what it means, the fact that he has to do tekiyat shofar, when he's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to mekabel his tekiyos and understands what it's about. That's a real, because, and his point here is. What does Torah say? Yom Trua Yelachem. It'll be a day of shofar blowing. Okay, great, let's blow a shofar. Then it says, no. It's specifically these types of kolos, and it's reaching up to these olamos, and it's doing this up above, and it's changing the din, and all of these things that it's doing. All it says, have a day of blowing shofar. That's all we get in the Torah. That's all we get. And that's what the Chazal get at Kol Dinei Tkiyot, from a halachic level, to a hashkafic level, to a kabbalistic level, whatever level it is. It all comes from a few words in a pasuk. Because that's what we have. We have these few words of Kedusha that go on infinitely. And that's what Torah is opening up the infinite and everything that's going on in the words. V'alpi Torah t'kabbalah yish beze razin derazin gavoa me'al gavoa. And when you get into Kabbalah again, there's secrets upon secrets higher on higher and everything that the Kiyot are about. And even the parts of Torah that we didn't even notice when we were reading through Sefer Bereshit, the parts that we even skim over with our eyes, we don't understand what's going on. His point here is, in every corner of the Torah, and again, as I mentioned before, dafka, he says this in other places, dafka in the places that we skip over, dafka in the places where we space out, dafka in the places that seem the most relevant, that's where the greatest secrets are hidden. So too, when Yaakov is interbreeding his animals in order to produce spotted, speckled, I don't know what that was, spotted, speckled, or striped animals. Well, there's like paragraphs on that. Again, you're sitting there going like, you're just breezing through it, like it's gone to the next relevant point. And the answer is no. Again, the secrets of the Torah are all hidden there. The Rebbe Milakovich said, I don't even know what this is about. He said, don't even ask. I don't even know what this is about. This is beyond me. Spotted, speckled, striped sheep? That's beyond what I understand. Not because there's no... He understood how to deal with sheep. He understood how to breed sheep. His point is, the secrets that are here are so deep that they're hidden in this most physical of way. They're hidden in this most secretive of ways. I have no idea what's going on here. I don't know what's going on. But said the Rav Milakovich, all I know is that when the Rebbe who was my Zaydi, he would get very, very excited when he would teach this stuff. I don't know what it's talking about, but my Zaydi knew. Like that's what we're talking about. And that all comes down to the halacha, that we know that even if one single letter is missing from a Torah, the whole Sefer Torah is pasul, because every single letter is Kodesh Kadashim. Every single one. L'chaim again. Okay. Next paragraph. V'nei Ketiv, it says in Bereshit, Naseh Adam B'Tzalminu Kidmutenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, let us make man in our image and in our likeness. Ki B'Tzalem Elokim Atzat Adam, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu created man in the image of God. V'lech'ora Ein La Zehavana, that doesn't make any sense. What does that mean, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created us in the image of God? Hare. Wow, I've never seen that Rosh Hashanah before. Hare Aborei Barach Shemo. Eino Guf. Velo Yisigehu Masige Guf. Haborei Barach Shemo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? I will make man in my image. He doesn't have a body. And there's no physical components to him. So what does it mean to make man in his image if we're physical beings? What does that mean? What this means is, one concept in this is, Shual derech mashal lemapa hamitzuyarim aleha kol yeshivot ha'olam. It's like a map which is on it all of the places in the world. Shebevaday in shum yachas ben hashetach hamitzuyar b'mapa lemash mitziyut. That obviously there's no real connection between what's written out on this map of the world and the actual reality of the world itself. The map is simply an example of the reality. It's an indication of the reality. Based on this mashal, ha'adam kulohu mapa v'dugma min ha'olamot elyonim. To be clear, it's flipped. We're the map. We're in the image. We're not the real deal. We're not the real thing. But a human being is like a map and an example of what's happening in the upper realms. Shim gavoa mi'al gavoa l'mala mikol musag, that are going up and up and beyond all understanding. V'zeu perush na'aseh adam b'tzalmenu kidmutenu. This is one element, one aspect, a deeper way of understanding the pasuk. We should make man in our image and our likeness. Sheha'orot elyonim mehem arin sof, that the he'aras, the light and the sparks that are up above, they're mamish infinite, they're ain sof. Sheish bechinat orot hagulgolet shem lema top of the next column lemala mikol asaga ve'ad ve'od lifnei hayishal shalut abia ulemat mizeish orot einanim ve'oznayim pev ve'chotam u'metzach ve'chule shemishal shalim alfe olamos al derech zeh adam kulo hukimapal orot shel olamot elyonim. Without getting into the Kabbalistic details here, that up in the upper realms, meaning up in the upper realms, you have to understand, there's a Rosh. There's a real head. There's a concept of a Rosh. There's a giloy of a Rosh. Of a Rosh that's up there, of a head that's up there. And there's also this light, that's light of eyes, that's light of ears, that's light of a mouth, that's light of a nose, that's light of a forehead. That all exists on a Kabbalistic level. We understand these things. That all exists in the upper realms. What are we? We're like a map for that true reality. We're a reflection of that light. We're a reflection of that truth. But to realize that's what we are. That it goes the other way. And Mamish goes the other way. And all we are is a reflection of those supernal realities. Going all the way up, all the way up. Through the olamos, he says here at the top of the first line on the page, abia that's going up in the worlds from atzilus to bria to yitzira to asiya, all of the olamos coming down, and comes down all the way to asiya to our world where we have a reflection of that. We're a map of what's happening up on high. Sheyish bo gugolet v'chulei shakom apavet gma k'neged ha'orot shel ha'olamot elyonim. Everything is just. Everything is just a map and an example of what's happening in the higher realms. V'zeu pirush, and that's what it means, na'aseh adam b'tzalmeinu kidmuteinu. Let us make man in our image and our likeness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu barat mifchar ha'yitzurim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the choicest creation, meaning us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. L'mata batachtonim, yeh mapa v'dugma l'ma sheyesh b'lamot elyonim. He made us a map and an example for that which is in the upper realms, the supernal realms. Shim gavoa me'al gavoa, that are mamish higher, 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 l'malim b'kol musag anoshi, beyond anything we can understand. Now, if we were in person, I'd like to think somebody would raise their hand and say, come on, Rav Charnoff, what happened to Parsha Truma? What happened to the Mishkan? That was all very beautiful. That was two pages, and that was a lot of stuff. Do the Mishkan? Also, I'm going to be back to the Mishkan. So now we're finally getting to the Mishkan. So again, we're on the next paragraph on the left side of Kuf Tzadi, the new paragraph. V'al derech zeh hu gam inyan ha-mishkan. We just went off and off on the depth of the Torah and how significant the Torah is and how supernal the Torah is. We can't even scratch the surface. We can't even understand. And we're made in the image of these oros and olamos. The craziness that's going on. Al derech zeh hu gam inyan ha-mishkan. You have to understand. This is also the Mishkan. This is the prep. This was the introduction that I gave, was to warm us up to this before we even started the piece. Is this is what the Mishkan's about? The depth of the Mishkan. That's just it's all hidden right there, right beneath the surface. De'ita b'sfarim hakedoshim. The Sfarim hakedoshim tell us. Shal pi Torat hanistar kol hamishkan mirameiz al olamot elyonim. That the whole Mishkan, is hinting to the upper realms. It's all a map of the upper realms. V'chol chelek v'chelek min ha-mishkan, every single part, every single aspect of the Mishkan, mirameiz al bechinat yidua shekenegdo b'lamot elyonim, is hinting to a very specific aspect of the upper realms. This isn't, it's not fluffy, and it's not generic. You have to understand, when you're reading these parshas, and it tells you, amar ko, amar v'chitzi rachbo, amar v'chitzi komato, when it's going through all of these details, all of these measurements, why is it so precise, and why do we have all these details? Because the upper realms are that precise. This is a map. This is a map for the supernal realms. This is a map for the infinite. That's what we're getting here. And we need help to see that, the Nesivos Shalom and others to help us see that. But this is a map for the infinite. This is a map for the deepest secrets of reality. V'amishkanu kein mapal l'chol amot elyonim. And the Mishkan is mamish a map for the upper realms. Kodesh HaKadoshim
Who keneged kol orot ha-gulgolet shebelomot elohim. When we get to the Kodesh Kadashim, the Holy of Holies, it's revealing to us, it's explaining to us the lights of the gulgolet, the lights of the head, of the most, meaning the most elevated part of the body is the head. It's the highest part of the body. It's the most significant part of the body. It's what should be ruling over the body is the head. So too in the upper realms, the highest part in the upper realms is the quote unquote is the head, is the gulgolet, is the head. Shebahem ein anu rasha'im lasok klal. We can't even begin to discuss such things. Vafilu laskira tashemot hakadoshim shorot ilu. We can't even say the holy names that are connected to the head in the upper realms. Then we get into the Heichal. We move out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and into the Kodesh. The Kodesh has the Kodesh, which has the Menorah and the Shulchan and the Mizbeach HaZahav in the middle, which he says right here. Shaminoram Ira Ta'olam. The Menorah that's mamish lighting up the world. That's Keneged the Or of the Einayim. That's the light of the eyes. The emes of what eyes are about. Not physical eyes. The emes of what eyes are about. Hashulchan keneged orot hapeh, the shulchan with the lechem upon him, with the showbread on it, is bringing out the light of the mouth, the light of the peh. Umizbeach haketorot, and the incense altar, lereach nicholgach keneged orot hachotem, it's bringing out the or, the essence of smell. That in the other WhatsApp chat named Seder Vav, we'll have a whole shir on that, in terms of the Mizbeach Hazav and what the sense of smell is about and why it's so significant. That one we'll actually talk about in the other shirim. And when the Kohen Gadol, specifically and only on the Kohen Gadol's Me'il, on his tunic, he has these bells and these pomegranates that on the hem of his begadim. That's Keneged the Oznaim, that's the ears. Kemo Dichtiv Bo V'Nishma Kolo B'Vo'al HaKodesh, that you would hear him when he would go into the Kodesh. That seats, and that the Kohen Gadol's plate on his forehead, the tzitz, who keneged orot ha-metzach, that's bringing out what the forehead is about. Ukemo shekatuv, v'hu al mitzchot tamid, it was always on his forehead. The azara u'mizbeach achitzonim keneged zayim midot ha-tachtonim. And when we get out to the azara and the mizbeach achitzon, when you get outside, there's the Kodesh, there's the Kodesh HaKadashim, and then outside of that is the Kodesh, and then outside of that is the Azara. Outside of that is the courtyard, and the courtyard is where the huge copper altar was, where the animal korbanos were brought. And he says that's already moving out of the head and moving into the whole rest of the body. And those who are familiar a little bit with how these Kabbalistic concepts work, those who are in Seder Vav also, and in the Parsha Shirim, right, we taught the Zion Sfirot. We have Chesed, Vura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, and Malchut. And we've learned about in those Shirim that the seven Midot, each one is going to get a body part. The right arm, the left arm, the torso, the right leg, the left leg, the reproductive organs, that it's all connected to different parts of the body. So if... But what don't the Zayim don't include? It doesn't include the head. The head is Chochem Bina and Das. The head is already above that. And so the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh is bringing out the head. That's bringing out Chochem Bina and Das. That's bringing about all of the debts. That's bringing out things that are totally supernal. And then we come out to the Azara. That's already the body. That's already, again, that's the lower Zayim Midot. That's only getting into the Midos. That's only getting into Chesed, Gvurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchut. That's only getting into that in the Azara. That's how we come down. That's how deep the Mishkan is. When you come out to the Azara, then, okay, well, at least you're only dealing in the Midos. You're only dealing in the seven Midos. Umivuar baze, mashal Torah katvat, prate koklea menorah, vekoklea mishkan, ashulchan, vekoklea mizbeach, shem kulam keneged orot elyonim. And that's why, again, the Torah goes at length to discuss in detail, even the kelim, the vessels associated with the menorah, and the vessels associated with the shulchan. All of the various cups and tools that they would use, and the spoons, all of these things, that they're all keneged, this tremendous light that's coming out, all of this light that's coming out from the upper realms. V'zeo machdichtiv, and that's what it says, b'vitzalel, v'emale oto ruach elokim b'chochma b'tzmon avadat. That's why dafka b'tzalel had to be chosen. And yes, b'tzalel was filled with supernal wisdom. He was filled with chochma, with bina, with da'at. He wasn't just building a mishkan. He's building a map to the upper realms. To build a map to the upper realms, yeah, you need chochma, bina, and da'at. You're not just an architect. You're not just an artisan. Your mamish Bezalel. Bezalel, whose name the Gemara brings out, Bezel Kel, he was in the shade of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had the depth of Chochem Bina and Das in order to be able to understand the Olamot Elyonim, the upper realms, and to create a miniature of the upper realms in this world, in the Mishkan. the deepest of the deep. She'elu hema orot el yonim agavah biyoter, meaning he's reaching into Chochmah and Das, the highest level of light, to bring everything down. She has a kuk lahem bichdei lahakim et hamishkan ki yadua, that he needed that in order to build the proper, to build the mishkan properly. She'ya gedugmat elomot el yonim. V'lachein, gam sarich haya betzel leida, that's why, I mean, it's a crazy Gemara. The Gemara there says, Rashi on this Gemara basically says, if you want to understand this, he says, Ayin Shaman Sefer Yitzira. He says, go and see Sefer Yitzira, the most ancient Kabbalistic text that we have. Two things. One is, Rashi knew Kabbalah, very clearly. That's number one, just to be clear. Rashi absolutely knew Kabbalah, number one. Number two is, he's like, yeah, you want to understand in this Gemara about Bezalel? He says, Ayin Sham, go and read Sefer Yitzira. That's where you find your answers. That's how you understand this Gemara in Nigla. Because that's what we're dealing with. The Gemara says, again, whatever this means, that Bezalel, and hear the words, that in order to build the Mishkan, Bezalel needed to have the wisdom to know, whatever this means, how to weave together the letters through which the heavens and the earth were created. The heavens and the earth are created with letters. The heavens and the earth are created with the Torah, which is comprised of letters. The heavens and the earth are created with words. Baruch she'amar ve'olam, words which are comprised of letters. The whole world is emanating from letters. Letters that are woven into words, that are woven into sentences, that are woven into reality. All of life comes from those letters. And Bezalel knew, says the Gemara, this is not Kabbalah, this is from the Mefurash in the Gemara. Bezalel knew how to, so says the Gemara, to weave together. You know how to weave together the letters through which the heaven and the earth were created. Shilmalekin, loya chol asot the Mishkan, because you have to understand, without this, he couldn't build the Mishkan. He was building a universe. He was building the whole of reality. Not just the physical reality, but all levels of reality. Building it into the Mishkan. And that was the depth of supernal wisdom that he needed to have. V'al pizeh nimsa, ki af she'en lanu musag l'sha'er eizach elek ha'torah yoter gavoh. And based on this, it comes out that even though we don't understand, we have no way of measuring out what aspect of Torah, which part of Torah is loftier than any other part of Torah. Ach bevadai she'mitzvat v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham. But it is clear that the mitzvah of v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'tocham, of building a mikdash, of building a mishkan, hi miyisodot ha'torah v'yadut. This is part of the foundations of Torah, part of the foundations of Judaism. And for many of us, we've never even learned about it. And he says here, it's so clear from the amount of space it takes up in the Torah, and the emphasis given in the Torah, and the emphasis given on who was allowed to create it, and all of the background to it. This is fundamentals of Torah. Secrets of Torah. Sharei tachlit ha-Torah, top of the next page, Kuf Tzadi Aleph. Hi tachlit, sharei tachlit. Top of the next page. Sharei tachlit ha-Torah, yuvot tidbach. The whole goal of the Torah, the whole, everything the Torah is geared toward, is uvot tidbach. It's all reaching towards uvot tidbach, of clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'alkena parshiyot ha-elu, shel ha-mishkan, shumapa v'tziyor shel ha-olamot ha-elyonim. These parshas of the Mishkan, they're a map, they're an image of the upper realms. They're some of the loftiest parts of the Torah. Biotoa karov biyoter ala tachlit shel avot tibach, because these are the closest things that we have to clinging to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shel yidei v'asuli mikdash shechadi b'tocham b'toch kol echad v'echad k'mar shekmo shemru chazal kevan shekulo more al orot elyonim, meaning to put all the pieces together. The Mishkan is all bringing down the most supernal light. And that's the goal, is to bring down that supernal light, to connect to that supernal light. And we're built in the image of the Mishkan, which is built in the image of the Omot Elyonim. Meaning, that's what we talked about in the previous paragraph. A human being is built in the image of the true image of what a person is up on high. Again, this light of a head, this light of eyes, this light of a body, it's all up there, and we're built in that image. We're built in the image of those lights. The Mishkan is also all built as a map of that light, of a map of that reality. How do I connect to that? How do I understand how to make myself a reality of light, a reality of supernal light. How do I bring that in? If I understand the Mishkan, and I understand how I parallel the Mishkan, and the Mishkan parallels the upper realms, then I can understand how to bring out the light in every aspect of myself. If I bring out, if I learn the depth over the next 5 weeks and the rest of my life, if I learn and bring out the depth of what the menorah is, I can truly bring light to my eyes. If I learn about the depth of what the Shulchan is, I can bring light to my mouth. If I learn about the depth of what the Mizbeach Nechoshet is, if I learn the depth of what the copper altar is about, that the Korbanos are brought on, I understand what my stomach, what my intestines, what my insides are about. When I learn the light when I learn the light of the Aron, the essence of the Aron, to understand what the at least he didn't mention it here, but the way that the Malbim brings it down, the light of what the brain is about, the mind is about. We're getting to the essence of everything. And it's all hidden beneath the surface, but this is how to understand who we are, what the upper realms are, and how to unify the two. How to make myself in the image of the Mishkan, and therefore myself a Mishkan, a place of Shechina, and a place for that supernal light to rest, which is what makes me a Mishkan in and of itself. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, hold on 1 second. Okay, next paragraph. Good try. Next paragraph. You guys, the screens are all on. Next paragraph. V'ita b'sfarim ha'kedoshim, b've'or inyan ha'mishkan. It says in the Sfarim ha'kedoshim, in explaining the Mishkan, d'tachlit ratzon Hashem, hu k'ma'amram zal. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu really want? Nitaveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he quotes this all throughout the Mishkan Parshiot, but honestly, because it's so integral and so central, he quotes this all over the Nesivos Shalom. That the goal of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, Nitaveh HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyot lo dira batachtonim. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu truly desires, what he wants, is that there should be a dwelling place in this world. That he should have a dwelling place all the way down, mamish, in this world. Ve'ech titachin mitziut kazot, shakarash baruch hu yishkon batachtonim. What does that mean? How could there be such a thing? That a Kadosh Baruch Hu dwells down here. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu who's beyond can dwell in the physical world. Lachin horida Kadosh Baruch Hu lemata le'olam ozeh. Therefore a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings down to this world. He'arot me'alamot elanim. He brings down not ore, not light, but he'ara. A spark, something. It's the radiance of that light, if you will. He brings out a radiance of that, a spark of that light from those upper realms. Shal yidizen yia mishkan ra'oy liot dira lo yiparach, to be able to get all the way down here. He makes it. He works it out to be able to get down here, and that's what he truly wants. That's the real goal. And then that's all of what the Nesivos Shalom is always coming back to this, and this is what our avodah in this world is about, that in his own way, in a very significant way, Bezrat Hashem, if we ever learn Derech Hashem again. When we learn Derech Hashem again, we're in the beginning of chapter 3, when we get to chapter 4, we're going to talk about this, that the whole goal is to bring out the avodah Hashem in the physical. Is to bring it out. That's the whole goal. It's easy for these supernal things to remain on high. It's easy for these lofty things to remain on high. The chiddush is when we work and we work and we work in our avodas Hashem to mamish bring that supernal light, to bring that ruchnius, to bring godliness into this physical world. That's the greatest chiddush of all. That's the greatest chiddush of all, and that's the biggest avodah there is. Is to get it all the way down here. Is to make a Mishkan in this world. There shouldn't be Shechina in this world. It shouldn't have any connection to this world. It shouldn't touch this world. This filthy, disgusting, physical world. And the answer is no. I'm going to purify this world. I'm going to elevate this world. I'm going to uplift this world. To create it, to reform it in such a way that it becomes a vessel to, yes, receive the Shechina. I'm going to forge myself, change myself, work on my midos, transform the way that I think, transform the way that I feel, transform the way that I act, transform my very physical self, that I'm going to be a place for the Shekhinah to dwell. That's the ultimate avoda that there is. That's the ultimate avoda. It's easy. It's easy to give up this world and to go on top of a mountaintop and go to an ashram and meditate all day and eat nothing but rice and just separate from the physical world. Mazel tov. You want to see an Eved Hashem? You want to see a tzaddik? You want to see a gadol ador? They're sitting here in this world with us. That's the ikar. It's to do it here. It's to do it here. We're going to talk about this in the Ashram also, and many Sfarim bring this down. After Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Reid, go back down. Go down off this mountaintop. This isn't Buddhism, which didn't exist yet. This isn't Buddhism. Lech Reid. Yeah, you need to come up to the top of the mountain, literally and metaphorically. You need to come up to the top of the mountain to leave the physical world behind, to receive the Torah. But what's the goal of the Torah? Lech Reid, you take it back down into that physical world. That's where it's meant to be lived. That's the challenge of Torah. That's the real life of Torah. Is when you bring it back into the physical world. What does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want? Adira batachtonim. He's already up there on high. Get me down here. Get me into this world. That's really bringing out Avodas Hashem in this world. Ukimvoar. Shekol pratim upratei pratim shel haMishkan, all of the details and the details and the details of the Mishkan. Shatoram arichabim, the Torah goes on and on about them. Hinam razin derazin misodot abriya. Again, these are the secrets of the secrets of reality. Shorida Kadosh Baruch Hu l'olam hazeh orot el yonim mikiv shono shel olam. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing into this world this radiance of the light all the way down into this world. V'yodeya Betzalel tzareif otziot shnivra b'shamayim ba'aretz. And Betzalel knew how to weave. Betzalel knew how to weave together the letters that the heavens and the earth were created from. Ki levinyan haMishkan heim tzrichim lif'ol ulehamshich et asodot shel b'riyat shamayim ba'aretz. Because to build the Mishkan, you need to know how to draw out the secrets of creation. And again, that's the Mishkan. The Mishkan isn't the building. The Mishkan is drawing forth. It's drawing out and giving life and giving physical form to the secrets of the supernal realms, to the secrets of creation itself. The Odish Binyan haMishkan, and there's even more in the Mishkan. Shekulo Moreal Darche Avodas Hashem, and obviously, of course, it has to be so that all of the Mishkan is also, it's not just teaching us about what's up there, it's teaching us the ways of Avodas Hashem for us to do in this world, practically. Shekol Darche HaAvodah Shel HaAdam B'chol Ramach Evarav V'Shisa Gidav Nichalim Bo HaMishkan, that all of the Avodah with every single part of our being is all included in the Mishkan. Kol Prat HaMishkan U'Derech Avodah L'Chei Adam Adam. Meaning, think about it for a second, again, putting it all back together. It all starts with the light up above and it comes down. And there's a map of it. There's a map of it in the Mishkan. And there's a map of it in the human being. But the two reflect each other. So if I understand the avoda with the spoons that were used in the incense, in bringing the incense to the altar, or in bringing the frankincense, the levona, of bringing the levona to the shulchan and the bread, all of these things, if I understand that, then it parallels the upper realms, it also parallels me. When I understand that spoon, I understand what I am, I understand how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that part of myself, when I understand its essence. And again, on a more simple but deeper way, again, I understand the menorah, I understand how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with my eyes, I understand the shulchan, I understand how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with my mouth, but all the details are getting into the nitty-gritty. Every single little part of myself. How do I serve God? If I understand it's parallel in the Mishkan, it's bringing out the Avodah Hashem of how to serve God with that part of myself. The Avodah inherent in that part of myself. And even though we don't know all of the Kavanas that are hidden and buried away in the depths of the Mishkan, we believe that it's there. And Mir Hashem, one day we'll get to more and more and more depth. And in this light, all of the details that are written in the Torah about the Mishkan It's a whole guide of a whole way of life. The reason why the Torah goes on and on and on about the Mishkan. It's showing us that there's tremendous kavana buried in every single detail of the Mishkan. Again, therefore, these parshas of putting up the Mishkan, they're primary aspects of Torah. Because it fills the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that all he wants is a place to live down here. The only way to accomplish that is through the Mishkan. The Mishkan is the absolute way in a realm of space, to mamish, create a space for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to dwell in this world, and inside of me, how to forge myself into a being where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can dwell in me in this world. Next paragraph. Vine. Vine, af shepikigon da hare b'mufla mimcha al tidrosh ve'ein lanu sheyachut v'asaga b'chol ze. And even though we're told the things that are beyond ourselves, there's things that are beyond understanding. Don't bother with things that are beyond our understanding, and we have no connection to understanding what these things are about in the Mishkan. Achanogia bezel avodat ish yehudi hu amuna. Again, even if we don't understand the way that this expresses itself, even if we don't understand the way that it comes out, even if we don't understand what every detail of the Mishkan is trying to teach me, at the very least, I have that emuna. I have that emuna buried deep inside of myself, that I know that all of it's significant and that all of it's there, that all of it's hinting to things on high. V'kasher yudi lomed Torah, and when a Jew learns Torah, u'ma'amin ve'emuna shlema, top of the next column, and has full emuna, b'kdushata rein sof, in the kedusha of the Torah, the kedusha of the Torah is endless. If a person truly has that emuna, mamshich al atzmo et ha'arot me'alamot elyonim b'mashech shayach elav. Meaning, I don't understand all the details. I don't understand everything about it. But what I'm doing is this. I'm saying, you know what? I'm going for it. I'm going to learn this. I'm going to read the Pshat of the Mishkan. I'm going to understand the dimensions. I'm going to read Rashi. I'm going to read the Ibn Ezra. I'm going to read the Ramban. And then I'm going to try to go deeper. I'm going to try to read the Malbim. And then I'm going to open up a Sefer and I'm going to try to go even deeper. And I'm going to try to read the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. And I'm going to try to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. And even if I don't understand and I don't get past just reading the Pesukim, or just reading the art scroll, even if I don't get past that, know that by understanding that it's bringing out the depths of reality, by embracing that, by having emuna in that, at least in that way I'm drawing down some of that light into myself. Because I'm open to it. Because I believe it. Because I connected to it, even if I don't fully understand it. Ki zemi yisodei ha'emunah. That's the foundation of emuna that every Jew needs to have a clarity of emuna in the kedusha of the Torah. Shekol klaluta Torah uvechol hashashim revot yot the Torah, that all of the Torah and every single one of the 600,000 letters of the Torah, yish bechol ot orot me'olamot elyonim, they all have light from the upper realms. Doraita kula steam vegalia kama deshmaya. The kutchabriko steam vegalia. Begin the writer kula shma the kutchabrichu. Ogedita bepasuk v'timna ha'ita piglash la'lifaz benesav yishnam yichudim kemo bepasuk shma yisrael hashem elam shemachad. It doesn't matter what pasuk you're learning. You're learning the pasuk that says that Timna was the pilegesh of Eliphaz, the son of Esav. There's the same amount of depth to that, an endless infinite light, as there is in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's not just Nisiv Shalom saying that, which would be good enough. He's quoting there from the Rambam who brings that down. Maimonides, the Rambam brings that down. It's all the same. It's all the same. It's all bringing down the deepest of light. And I don't understand, I'm speaking for personally, clearly I don't understand. I don't know what the possible significance is of Timnah was the Pilegesh of Eliphaz, the son of Esav. I don't know. And what and how it's possible that that is the same cosmic significance as Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Don't even ask me. But I have emunah that it's there. And that emunah that it's there means that when I read that pasuk, I'm able to draw some of that light out. Because of the emunah that binds me to that ultimate truth, that the light is there. And in Yirtz Hashem, I hope one day I'll be able to tap into it in a deeper way. That everything, and to understand from the highest on high to the lowest of the low, it's all hinted to in the Torah. There's nothing that's hinted to in the Torah. So, I'm out. I'm out. I tried. Hopefully, we did pretty well. We got a nice chunk of the piece done. And again, more than anything else, in the most beautiful way, the way only the Nesivos Shalom can, we're able to open ourselves up. Again, it's a gift. Maybe until now you didn't realize it, but you have a gift. 5 weeks. A month and a week. 5 weeks to get into the Mishkan. It's daunting. It's imposing. It's what's the word I'm looking for? It's intimidating. Because we don't know what a Mishkan is. And we never experienced a Mishkan. And I don't understand Kodesh Kadashim. And if we ever learned about it, I spaced out. The difference between them is there's an altar, there's an outer altar and an inner altar, and it's one's copper and one's gold, and the placement of the menorah and the shulchan and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and who cares? This is the year. This is the year to say, I care. Because I care about Torah. And the Torah is giving me 5 parshas. And the Torah is telling me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling me through the Torah, I care. I care about this a lot, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I care to have a place in this world with you because I care about you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want to be there with you. And the only way to do that is if you build me a Mishkan, if you build me a Beis HaMikdash, if you build yourself into a Mikdash. That's the only way it happens. And we have 5 precious weeks to get into every detail that we can, to just soak in every little bit that we can of what the Mishkan is about, and how to become a Mishkan, and how to build a Mishkan, and Emir Tzashem, how to build a Beis HaMikdash, B'ezrat Hashem, B'Yemei Aminu. That's the goal. Kadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to be able to have the clarity to understand the depth of these parshas, the emuna to believe in it, and the clarity of mind to understand everything that we can understand, and through that, to forge ourselves into a Mishkan, to make our whole lives, to make, if we're stuck in Bidud, to make, I'm not, I guess I am too technically, make for all of us who are stuck in Bidud, to build our literal rooms and homes into Mishkans, to build Tiferet into a Mishkan, to build whatever institution or home we're in into a Mishkan, to build the world into a Mishkan. And again, ultimately, Yirtz Hashem, to see the reality of that Mishkan come out with the building of the third Beis HaMikdash, Bezrat Hashem, B'mehira B'yameinu. Shkoach, everybody. Laila Tov.